Euro 2020-21. My name's Ian Newton-Plested and welcome to episode 4. This is the England-Germany podcast. Later I'm joined with usual panellist Harry Small and also this time with Rory Butchard, who's a England fan. This podcast is all about the England-Germany game that took place on Tuesday at 5 p.m. I'm recording this before the quarterfinals on Friday, same day that's actually been released. So, England-Germany, first time they're playing each other in a knockout match for quite a while, actually. I think since 2010, actually, since the England-Germany game in South Africa, when England lost very badly to Germany, who played very well that day. But England did get back to 2-2, although it was 2-1. Lampard scored, but the goal was disallowed before goal line technology. So, very interesting. We haven't beaten them for a very long time. The last time we beat them in a competitive match at a tournament was Euro 2000, was when England beat Germany 1-0. Fortunately, they lost the other two games in the group, so they didn't go through from the group. But yeah, that was the last time England beat Germany in a competitive game at a tournament. So, this is me and Harry talking at half-time after it's 0-0 at Wembley on Tuesday afternoon.
Euro 2020-21. How are you, Harry?
I'm very well.
How are you? Podcast 4. Yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm happy that it's 0-0.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we were winning, but I'm happy that we're not losing.
We played all right. I think we were happier than the Germans, I'd say.
Germans have had some flashes, but I feel that we've restricted them.
Yeah, but I think it's just, I don't know, England just seem passive a little bit, but it's 0-0, so you can't complain.
It's a winnable game. 100%,
I think
you can see that. It's a winnable game.
Yeah.
We haven't been holding on or anything Germany have looked dominant by miles. It's a winnable game.
They don't look massively like they're going to score either, Germany. I mean,
it's just about converting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just whoever takes that one chance in the second half. But.
So, since the last podcast, a lot has happened. Much has happened. Start from the start. Wales lost to Denmark.
Yeah.
Wales were a bit unlucky with their refereeing decisions, but Denmark certainly deserved the win.
Yeah. Same for Wales, but also I think everyone's rooting for Denmark as well. So
I think they all are.
Yeah, so happy with that result.
What was the game in the Austria?
Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Which Italy did look a bit shaky.
They did. I think they were all right. And obviously, extra time, they managed to beat Austria. But, I mean, Austria weren't good in the group stages. So I was surprised by the result.
They were organised, and then they had a plan B, which was stick two tall people up at the end. And Italy were really, really mucked up over by that.
They
really couldn't cope with it. They were a bit lucky in the end, Italy. Yeah. So, and then it was Belgium-Portugal in the evening, and it was the Netherlands-Czech Republic game.
Yeah, that was a shock.
Yeah, Czech Republic did very well, didn't they?
They looked good. Netherlands looked rubbish. They did not look good at all.
Another goal for Stieck, as we say.
Stieck.
He's getting a transfer to Burnley or Norwich as we speak.
Yeah.
And score 5 goals and back home again.
Oh, yeah. He'll be in the Premier
League. We might be wrong. I believe
he'll be in the Premier League next year. No problem. As soon as he scored that first goal at Euros, he just had that look about him. Now everyone knows who he is. But yeah, good for them. But makes it a little bit easier for us if we get through this game.
But I mean, Czech Republic, who's going to win out that?
Belgium, Portugal.
Portugal. What even happened in that game?
It wasn't a great game. And I'm not surprised about the result either. I don't think either team was that good. So.
Belgium did a professional job, I feel.
Yeah.
People said that Belgium did it flatter, but I felt Martinez tactically won that game.
Yeah.
I think they might sparkle in the next game. I don't know what's going to happen with Italy.
No.
Yesterday. That's when it all happened. You were working and you missed it all. But
missed a lot, yeah.
5-3 after extra time between Croatia and Spain. Spain won.
Yeah.
And 3-3 between France and Switzerland. And Switzerland won a penalty shootout. France are out, and the Croatia-Spain game was epic.
I can't believe France are out.
Mbappe, mid.
Of all people.
What a good save, though.
I bet Giroud's happy that he missed. They don't like each other, do they? But yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. They're obviously the favourites, but yeah, I mean, it's alright. But yeah, the favourites are out. It just opens up a bit for Belgium, Italy, I think, and then England and Germany.
So, anyway, quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
We have got Italy, Belgium.
Great game.
Switzerland versus Spain. And Denmark versus Czech Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
There's quite a few favourites out, aren't there? This England game is massive, isn't it? One of the favourites is going to go out, but the winner of this game has got a real chance to go to the final.
Well, I think the winner of this game probably becomes favourite of the Euros, really. I think England were second favourites anyway, or third favourites.
Countries have betting.
True. Joint favourites. So
that's why we're always ahead of betting. Yeah. That's why we're always first or second or third favourites and things. If we're third favourite in anything, it means that people aren't confident with us anyway, because we're one of the only countries with betting.
But yeah, this game is huge.
So we're going to do a little tangent here, but might be a forerunner for the future. But Scott Parker's left Fulham to go to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I don't really know what to think of it, because I thought Fulham would probably be favourites again to go up, I think, in the Championship next season. And then Bournemouth have a good side and they'll be up there as well. So I don't know, just maybe sick of Fulham, I don't know. I don't know why he left. But
I think if he had a bad start, he was going to be sacked anyway, and saves money on each way, because they gave him a 5-year contract.
Yeah.
Bizarre reason.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go to Bournemouth, which obviously is going to pay him more money. So.
Well, I hope. Hopefully it pays out for him. But as long as Bournemouth come below Reading, I don't mind.
So yeah, Reading fan you are. Who's your manager?
We have Valko Paunovic.
And he did rather well last year.
He started off
very well.
We started off unbelievably.
And then you end up seventh, but it still was a good season for Reading.
Well, considering the last 3 years we had before that, coming like 18th was quite good.
17th. Have you bought in anybody?
Nope, bought no one.
And you sold...
Sold Omar Richards, but we were under like a transfer embargo, so we can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really sure what it's for. Something about financial fair play and all the rest of it, but I don't know what it means.
Oh, wow, we're going into that.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe this podcast is a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean.
With the whole Derby Wickham malarkey.
I mean.
They've released fixtures for Wickham and Derby. That doesn't bode well for either team, in my opinion. I think they should have a playoff.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Anyway, the second half's about to start, and this has been a really random podcast.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thanks
for listening.
See you soon.
So, that's what we thought at half time. It was a bit nerve-wracking. We weren't really sure what we were expecting at half time. As I said in that piece, it was a winnable game. Germany hadn't been all over us, and it was very even. It really did have a feel of an extra time and penalties. But we all know what happened, and this is me and Harry after the game. I will warn you, we are quite jovial. It's been certainly an experience, as we say, very passionate. You may laugh, you may cry, you may cheer, but yes, it was certainly enjoyable recording this bit because of history, I suppose.
Euro 2020, 21?
One.
One.
I like that bit.
We were a bit chirpy, aren't we, Harry?
We were a little bit, maybe more so than half-time earlier.
England beat Germany in the knockout match. That last happened in 1966. I don't really believe this has happened, but I'll pass over to you.
Yeah, while Ian's still in shock, I think. Yeah, I mean, great game. First half was a little bit boring. We had the big chance at the end of the first half. Harry Kane probably should have scored. But I think we're going to have to... You sort of got to give a huge amount of credit to Southgate for... OK, he set up the team. It wasn't the most exciting start to a game, but 60 minutes in, 0-0... Brings on Grealish. You knew it was coming.
Just the switch,
we play well for, you know, then we just start playing really well for 20, 25 minutes, get your goal, and and then Germany are pushing towards the end, and we grab ourselves a second one. Obviously, the Thomas Müller chance is outrageous.
Thomas Müller
has now become the most hated man in Germany.
Just dink it. Someone used to say
9 times out of 10.
You dink that over at Pickford, because Pickford's come out.
But he missed it. And, yeah. and like...
That was bigger than the goal, almost. Oh, it was.
Harry, I've got to say that in the last 50 years,
yeah.
everyone scores that. Every German scores that. And, yeah. and I'm not saying anything against Müller, who scored, what's it, the winner in the World Cup final.
Yeah,
he scored how many goals in that Brazil match?
Yeah.
So Thomas Müller, he's an amazing player, incredible player. Yeah, he's not had the greatest Euros in all the past or whatever, but... I mean, yeah, he's missed one chance, but he's won the World Cup and he's done 2014.
But that chance,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Sterling gives it away. And then
yeah,
you
couldn't make it up.
You see it and then Sterling goes, oh my, oh, wow, he's missed it. And it's like, yeah. oh my it word.
That was the moment in the match, you know. That's when you sort of knew perhaps that maybe this was England's time, you know. And yeah, it unbelievable. And to get a win, go through, can't ask for better. 2-0.
It's the second goal.
Mm.
But for me, I mean, like, for you, it's like at 91 minutes, you're like, oh, no, we've won this.
Yeah.
For me, I'm sorry. We've lived through this. They're going to score the equaliser and then they're going to score a header in the 94th minute. And we're going to extra time and then we're going to lose some penalties. No, we won 2-0. We haven't conceded a goal. What is that all about?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's credit where credit's due.
I know it's boring, but wow.
That's how you win tournaments, is, you know, if you're not going to concede, you know, you're always in for a shout. You're going to win. And if you can get to the 60th minute mark, which obviously I think Southgate looks like he's doing in all these games now, you get to that hour mark, solid. If you grab a goal before that, great, but solid performance, don't concede. And then at 60 minutes, he brings on Grealish, Foden's, whoever, and the game changes. And that's what happened today.
It's like the impact sub, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, and that's the thing. Southgate, he wants to do the best in this tournament. He doesn't want to look amazing. He wants to win the tournament.
And that's the thing. Do we want to win, or do we want to score a lot of goals
and
go out? In the group stages, if we'd won 3-0 against Croatia, 4-0 against Scotland, and it wasn't great, and then if we'd lost to Germany, well, it's a failure.
Exactly.
But now, he's set three games up, we didn't concede, so your defence is as confident as it can be, goes into a German game, never, other than the Müller chance, never looked like conceding. And even the Müller chance wasn't a defensive error, it was down to Sterling giving the ball away and them going through on goal. So, fair play to Southgate, he's got it right so far.
It's an awful thing to say, and I said it before even the game, we'll lose to Ukraine on Saturday.
Yeah.
But, even if that happened, I feel that England, as a squad, Southgate and everything,
yeah.
went that extra step
yeah.
that can really go to, now, good to the future.
On, yeah. I mean, now we know, you know, if we come up against Germany now in the World Cup, let's say, we're no longer is it, oh, we've not beaten them since 66 in the knockout game. It's now, well, we beat them last year, we'll do it again. You know, suddenly that whole mentality changes.
I don't think they fear anyone now.
No, I think that's a big thing.
I hate saying this, I just, the fear is now against a weaker opposition that they may knock out, which will be really awful, but they beat Germany, and I think for that squad and the whole team, and it's an awful thing to say, we lose on Saturday, which would be a massive disappointment, but they beat Germany, and that's never happened.
Yeah.
In our lifetime, it's a generational
thing.
Two-generational thing, I think.
Definitely, yeah. It's just, and I think now, but looking forward in the tournament, to me, Belgium are the only team that I look at there and think they're the toughest opponents.
There were people who said that Belgium disappointed against Portugal. No, they did a professional job.
And they did a similar job to as England.
They do a professional job. Yeah, they don't look sparkle,
no.
But they do a professional job and they win the game. And that's what they did against Portugal.
You know, you can play well and you can look great and all the rest of it, but if we were in the Euro final and you look back on that first half against Germany or the Scotland game and you think, well, do you know what, if we'd lost to Scotland, you know, obviously we'd beaten Germany, but you look back and think, if we were in the final and we have a chance of winning it, then what? If every England fan in the world would take a Euro final, I think, over bagging a few more goals against the Czech Republic.
Saying now, it's all on hindsight, but they did their job to get out the group.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. And the thing was, against Germany today, it was spectacular. But then that last 25 minutes, click,
yeah,
right on. But even, like, even, I know, but Grealish, I found, assisted Kane.
Yeah.
I noticed that Grealish was with Kane.
But this is the thing, when Grealish came on, like you say, Kane looked, suddenly he was on the ball a bit more, he was receiving the ball, he turned for the first goal, whatever, and then he was obviously scored the second, and he was involved in the build-up as well. And I think, yeah, Kane looked different with someone of Grealish's quality around him. But then again, I still wouldn't start Grealish in the next game. I'd bring him on again.
Because no. He's impact.
Yeah.
All the way, impact. Yeah. Don't start him. Yeah. Never but start him. I also it's thought, an awful thing to say, Grealish. Yeah. Don't start him.
But I also thought Sterling played extremely well again today. Yeah. Other than his pass back to Muller or whatever. But I think, again, he seemed to be someone that actually went a bit more direct and got on the ball and went forward a
but
bit
But he
more.
Ran with it.
Yeah.
But the point is, he had the confidence to do that because he's been scoring goals. That's the thing. Shall we call it a night?
Yeah.
Yes. Well done to England.
Yeah.
Are we happy?
Very.
And hopefully we'll do another one on Saturday.
Yeah, look forward to it.
If not, we'll work out something.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I might end up in Croxton, and we'll probably do. Do you know what? I
think or I'll record something.
We're going to probably end up doing like a 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
At this point, we were joined by DJ Mowgli, and he gave us an advert.
My name is DJ Mowgli, and I am a DJ. I'm a resident DJ in some South Coast clubs. I'm also a well-established quiz master, running a lot of smartphone pub quizzes across the South Coast as well.
You do an amazing quiz, don't you?
I do an amazing quiz.
Tuesday night?
I do it at Fleet in Portsmouth, Guildhall Wharf, on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock every week.
Exactly. Right. End of whatever, exactly. Sponsorship, and there's some bells going.
That's terrible.
Have we had a nice sign today?
Very good.
Now we've got a quiz to win.
Now we've got a quiz to win.
We've got a quiz to win.
We'll let you know on Saturday if we won the quiz.
It's crazy. Sweden or Ukraine?
I'm going Sweden.
It's going to be penalties, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sweden might want to get revenge for us, so I want to play Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's in Rome, isn't it?
I'd rather play Ukraine, but I'm happy with either.
We should be happy we got through, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Harry.
No worries. See you soon.
Always a pleasure. So that's what me and Harry thought after the game. I spoke with Rory Butchard, who's an England fan, afterwards, about the game as well. It was interesting to get another perspective from Rory about the game. And this is what me and him had a little chat about. I'm with Rory Butchard. England must be over the moon after the win.
It was relieving, to be honest, because it's always very difficult to watch England at a tournament, especially because it's a very stressful experience. And I think today they played very well, which I'm not used to seeing. There were very big spells of possession, and I think we controlled the game for the most part, which just relieved a lot of the pressure and allowed us to have the confidence on the ball, and eventually going forward it showed.
Did you feel that when Grealish came on, it was like a trigger to, like, kind of, not go for it, but there was kind of, like, when Grealish came on, he kind of assisted Kane, and there was more to us when Grealish came on. And I know people say, like, Grealish should start, but no, we want the impact sub, don't we?
Oh, I agree with you. I was going to say the exact same thing. I think everybody wants Grealish to play the full 90 minutes because they love the way Grealish plays. But I think, I kind of agree with Southgate. The impact sub gets the players on the other team when they're tired, and you get the, because you want the fresh legs of Grealish in the last half an hour or the last 20 minutes or whatever he comes on, because they might not make the same sub at the same time to counter that. So then when he comes on, he's going to be running the right and left backs ragged or whatever.
I was saying to Harry that it don't want to be an idiot, it's a bit boring, but it's to win a tournament. It's not to be amazing. It's not, as he was saying, that like we could win 3-4-0 against Croatia, we could win 3-4-0 against Scotland. We played the way we played to try and win a tournament, haven't we?
It's a marathon, it's not a sprint. It might not be the most beautiful football, but the tactics so far are working. So you can criticise how it looks, but we're only watching. We're not there on the ground in the stadiums playing. So if it's working for the team, in the long run, it's going to be good for all of us.
No goals conceded. Although Müller probably should have scored. But,
yes, he definitely should have done. He definitely should have done. That was just very unlucky. Pickford was going the wrong way. Should have been a goal. But
apart from that, thank fuck, the rest of the time, no goals conceded.
No goals conceded. The German game as well. On top, I think, personally, for the good majority of the game. Until we were ahead, we looked like we were going to win. When we were ahead, we kind of took the foot off the gas, I think. But, I mean, we still countered with that second goal.
Did you see it happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know that's, like, really easy to say now that we've won, but I just feel like we didn't play as well as we could have done in the group, and now was our chance.
But they did the job, didn't they, in the group, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's what we came here to do, I think. Not try and, like, overextend ourselves, but we turned it on when we needed to.
We just have to turn up in the quarterfinal now, don't we?
Well, I don't know the result of that game yet, but...
Well, it's half-time or whatever, but the thing is that on paper we should win it, but... It's going to be harder. I think it's going to be a harder game than Germany, in my opinion.
On paper, it'll be an easier game for us. But from Sweden or Ukraine side, I don't know how often they get to a quarterfinal in a tournament. So we don't know how much they're going to step up, because it could be...
Well,
like...
Sweden-England would be a repeat of the quarterfinal 3 years ago. So they would want revenge. But if it's Ukraine, they've got nothing to lose, have they?
Yeah, I think it'll be like... good for them, they'll just be buzzed to be there. But then that could go against you. Like, I mean, Switzerland last night.
Exactly. Do you say the tournament's alive?
Absolutely. There's stuff going on all over the place that you're just not expecting, I think.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for your opinion.
No worries.
There you have it. England beat Germany for the first time since 1966 in a competitive tournament fixture. We said it probably about 3-4 times. All there is really to say is that Ukraine beat Sweden in the 121st minute, which was quite a shock, really. I think Sweden were certainly favourites on that game. So Ukraine versus England in Rome. I've said about it in the podcast. Maybe more difficult than the German game. Maybe more difficult because they are the weaker team on paper, and England just need to do what I was very passionate about Belgium, a professional job. England need to do a professional job. It'll be very interesting to see how Kane reacts after his goal. I think it's going to ignite him in this tournament. It will give him a bit more confidence. That it does seem like when Grealish comes on, he does seem to be far more assisting to Kane. Now, I'm not saying that Sterling or Saka aren't. I just feel that I think the way we play before Grealish comes on is far less attacking. It's safer. And maybe that is really boring to watch, but it's tournament football. And I think we're in it to win it now. It's not that we've bored in the group phase, but we're here to win it. So let's see what happens Saturday. Yeah, there will be a podcast. I don't know how it's going to entail, but Harry's working on Saturday, so it means that won't be able to do anything in person, but we may be able to do something online. If not, could be very interesting, could have another guest who may want to join in, and whether they may even think that they may even be interested in doing anything like this. So thanks for listening. History made. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.